escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
To talk about all the things in college football coming up of college football news. We're talking pros pro here. He's back for the duration of college football season. The great Pete Futek joins us now on the fan hotline. Pete, welcome back, bud.
How are you guys? So how are you feeling at this time of this year? Like last year, I told you it was over. Ohio State was winning the national championship. You didn't even need to watch the season, but you needed to, obviously, for our jobs and everything. This year, not so much. What's the mood like there right now?
One, I don't know if you know this, you were on the right show to do I Was Right Radio because
yeah,
Peter Lynn and I really celebrate this and we really prop up I Was Right.
We swerve into I Was Right Radio, so I love that you do as well, Pete.
But I think we're in the Ohio State just won a championship, nothing really matters, let's just party and have fun part of this cycle, right?
Sure.
Sound about right?
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah, there's like a fog almost.
Late November, yeah.
I don't think people are going to freak out. Now, if you lose to Michigan again and keep losing to Michigan, that'll be a problem. But it feels like there's just such a, well, they did it, and now they have a long leash attachment to this.
Yeah, that's the only place, the argument against that would be Alabama under Nick Saban, where like, okay, great, you know, do it again, you know, and because it's all fun, and Ohio State's only other place where, I wouldn't think that would fly. I mean, that depends on how week one goes. But at the very least, make the college football playoff again, at least be in the hunt. And that's kind of the underplayed part of this opener against Texas, where Ohio State's rest of the schedule isn't all that bad. I mean, it's manageable. There probably won't be another two losses on there if they lose this. But look at Texas. If Texas loses, they still have to go to Georgia late in the year, and they could certainly drop a date to Oklahoma or someone else in SEC play. Texas needs this more. So, like, yeah, Ohio State loses. As long as they lose comfortably, it would be okay, and there's, you know, life will still go on. But, man, if Texas loses, that could be an existential problem to the college football playoff race. So, for Ohio State, if you win this, all of a sudden, yeah, everything's back on track, and I think the expectations go back up again.
Pete, is it possible for this very, 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 very well-hyped game to live up to the hype?
Well, if you look at the previous four, think about it. The four times, it's kind of crazy that these two teams have only played four times. The previous four of them, three times the winner ended up playing for the national championship, and the other time, those were two monsters, and I think it was Texas who went on to have this huge season, would have totally, you know, been one of the top four teams in a expanded college player, or college football playoff. So every single one of the other games have turned out to matter and be a monster. This one's probably no different. But this game is kind of like every game, every big game early on this college football season. I don't know if Julian Sands good. I'm assuming he is, but he better be because they didn't go out and get a Will Howard. They didn't go out to the transfer portal to get someone. But that's the same storyline that it is for like Alabama and Notre Dame and, you know, Michigan, and I guess not Oregon because they did get Dante Moore from UCLA, but to a certain extent. But for a lot of these top teams, they're going in with a relatively new quarterback. Meanwhile, Arch is still pretty new. everyone kind of loses sight. It's Arch Manning. He's, you know, number one overall draft pick and stuff. He started last year against Texas, San Antonio, and Louisiana Monroe. Quinn Ewers did all the heavy lifting for that team. So he's still pretty brand new to this.
You know, one thing I'm curious about inside this game, though. So last year, Pete, if you remember correctly, Texas's game plan was stop Jeremiah Smith. And they're one of the few teams that was their game plan. And they actually did it. Now, they still lost by 2 touchdowns. So I don't know how much of a pat on the back they get.
Yeah, yada, 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 they lost by 2 touchdowns. Oh, if it wasn't for the worst play call in college football history, that's probably a tad different, but okay.
Well, so do you run that same game plan? I think Jeremiah Smith had, what, 3 total yards in that game? They shot him down in many ways. At what cost, though?
I'm sure I'm going to get blasted for this, but everyone remembers Jeremiah Smith because of the Rose Bowl. He was obviously great all year long. Obviously, he had a great consistent year, but it was like the couple of the big moments and the big games everyone saw. He had times where he did disappear at times. It wasn't like he was out there with 1987 Jerry Rice in every game. So it is possible to take him away, and if you do, okay. Still got a whole bunch of other weapons that you have there. So last year was close, but again, I joke about it, but there's the old saying that Bobby Knight had. I was, you know, really, really worried, and, you know, LSU had some big trouble. They looked down the other end of the bench, and there was Dale Brown, and I knew everything was going to be okay. Same thing for Ohio State. You know, things are going to get problems. You still have Steve Sarkisian on the other side of the field. He's going to screw it up at some point. I mean, so, like, the first 20 plays or so, Texas is going to look like they could win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're going to look awesome. They're going to look like the most, you know, the greatest team you've ever seen. Oh, my God, Ohio State's going to get doors blown off. Look how sharp this bunch is. And then all of a sudden, they're going to have to adjust and adapt. And then that's when the game will be on for Ohio State.
So with that, it sounds like you're leaning Ohio State. Is that fair to say?
Very, very slightly. I still think as good and talented as Texas is, especially on the offensive line, there's a little bit here where I'm not going to say, you know, it's better than I would. I'm not going to say that Ohio State has this kind of like underappreciated feel because they're favored. But I do kind of get the sense that, you know, when you get a team like this and you have all this 5-star talent, you've got a bunch of new guys who want to prove themselves. You've got, you know, all these guys who are waiting in the wings, and now it's their time to rise up and rock. If this was a home game in Texas, I'd go Texas. If it's a home game in Columbus, which obviously it is, very sheepishly going to Ohio State here. But I will not be shocked by any outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like there's too much that's new. I mean, 26 players between the two teams went to the NFL draft. Ohio State's going to have 8 new starters alone. Like, there's just too much new here, Pete.
Yeah, but again, going back to like, it's not like you guys are Indiana or something. Like, mm-hmm. you're supposed to be good every single year. That's kind of the point, is that every single year, Alabama, what'd they do? Okay, they lost every starter to the NFL. Well, then they went on and won the national championship again. You just replace new guy with next new guy. But it's still asking a lot to replace NFL talent no matter what. So there is going to be a little bit of a learning curve. And this is where, as fun as this game is, you know, take a look at week 2 games. Next week's games are just awful. That's when this game should be played. This week should be like Central Cupcake Tech or something, just to get the timing down, just to get this thing going already. But we don't have that. So, like you said, there's so many variables here. It's really hard to have a definitive like call and say, yeah, this team's really going to rock this one. Because, again, both teams are awesome. Both teams are low with NFL talent. Both of them could, you know, be right in the national championship race until the end. So it's kind of tough on this one.
Pete, you mentioned the mood on trying to follow up last year's national championship. Where's the concern? Where's the anxiety? Where's the confidence? Well, Paul Brown, Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, and Ryan Day have all won a national championship at Ohio State, but only Woody Hayes has won multiple national championships.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance. passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Brings the question, what would back-to-back titles do for Ryan Day's legacy at Ohio State?
God, I guess that's right. Urban didn't win a second one there, did he? He came awfully close, but it was Florida who won the two. I kind of forgot that. I mean, it should be cemented pretty hard now. I mean, I'm still the Ryan Day apologist club. I mean, he is. You just don't win that many college football games. And, you know, no matter, I know the whole Michigan thing, I know everything, but like, if you're winning over 80% of your college football games, you're doing something right. And just be in the mix every single year. And that's obviously Ohio State. There are a handful of teams that there is no real excuse, where every single year, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, they should all be in the hunt. And he's got another team that's good enough to do that. And Texas is close. And so for all the oh, wow, this is Texas's year, and look at how good this team is. Remember how the pollsters vote? They know who Arch Manning is, so they're like, "Oh yeah, Texas was in the, you know, this close to the national championship, and they have Arch Manning. Okay, number one," as opposed to really doing a deep dive. But you can take like 10 teams and pick one of them out, and you might have the number one team in the country. So for Ryan Day, yeah, you're at home, you've got your favorite, you've got a good team. Go win this thing.
I want to ask about another game that I am not as excited for, but it's close. LSU versus Clemson at night, and it's going to be, I mean, it's Nussmeier versus Klubnik, and for a team in the Browns that might need a quarterback this upcoming year, kind of locked in. I think Clemson's got one of the best defenses in the country. How do you see this game?
You don't have enough quarterbacks already. Like, you want more? Like,
always college, shopping. We're always shopping for quarterbacks.
Shador's not doing it for you yet? Yes, okay. You know, I'm not there on Clemson. This is not the Clemson of a few years ago. This is not the Trevor Lawrence teams. It does not have the defensive front. I mean, they're loaded with, this team's loaded with experience. And give Dabo credit. This is where, you know, his style might work. Where everyone else is going transfer portal, his plan of like, hey, come to Clemson. You don't have to look over your shoulder. We're not going to find your replacement through the transfer portal. Work out the problems. Well, this is where it needs to pay off, because after a couple of years, these guys are experienced and ready to roll. LSU's an interesting case. That is a team with the guys to actually win the national title. The offense is going to be awesome, but it's a Brian Kelly team, so the defenses haven't been that great. And, you know, I know you're not supposed to do this and, you know, dumb and lazy, but really, LSU has not won a season opener since after winning the 2019 national championship. That's kind of weird. And so now they have to go to the other Death Valley. I am sheepishly saying Clemson in this. If it was in Baton Rouge, I'd be going LSU. But both these teams are about the same. But both of them are very, very good. I think long haul, LSU is going to have a better shot to do some damage if it gets into the college football playoff. But, yeah, Clemson's really good.
All right, Pete, we're going to be doing a quarterback Deadpool, which means we're the three of us are going to be drafting three quarterbacks in the next segment. And meaning – we're going to try and ride this Deadpool all the way to next year's draft. Whoever gets the first quarterback off the board gets the most points. The second most points are which quarterback goes to the Browns. The third most point is overall draft position of your three quarterbacks. A lot of strategy involved. Who should be the number one pick in the quarterback Deadpool for afternoon drive?
You mean besides Arch, you know?
Arch is a risk, though, because if you take Arch and then he doesn't go out, you're potentially getting 0 points.
All right, I'm going to throw you, you know, I'm just going to give you like the sleeper in all this. Watch out for what Carson Beck does. It was totally lost that after 2023, he was thrown out there as the maybe number one overall draft pick. I mean, he had a whale of a season for Georgia in 2023. Brock Bowers was gone. The receiving core wasn't that good.
he's got a much, much better receiving core at Miami now than he had last year at Georgia. They've got tight ends who might not be Bowers, but are really good. And they've got one of the 3 to 5 best offensive lines in the country to keep him upright. I know there's a reality show aspect to his life, and there's maybe some problems. He did take a massive step back. But if he comes out, just goes off, and is that guy from a couple years ago, watch how fast the narrative clicks on him. And if he's great and they beat Notre Dame, then all of a sudden he goes right back into the mix as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL draft. But if it's not Arch, if it's not Beck, there really isn't a whole lot else. I'm not buying Lenora Sellers quite yet. Klubnik, Aller, I know he's stuck so far and he's been weird. I'm still a Shador guy. I can't get off of this, but yeah.
He hasn't sucked so far. It was just a bad half, Pete. Like he was really good in game one.
Yeah. You know, he's a rookie, and that's it for all these guys. If you're rookies, still need time, but yeah, I don't think this is this elite class quite yet. But watch out for Carson Beck, and you can buy him on the cheap.
So you would take right now Shador over, let's say, Drew Aller.
It's the Kenny Pickett argument. Sometimes the answer in the draft is none of the above. And, you know, you could shoehorn in a quarterback. And Shador's obviously flawed. Obviously, there's major issues. But you're also talking about a guy who last year had one of the greatest statistical seasons, at least accuracy-wise, in the history of the sport. It's something there. It just, if it flips on, I think there's massive upside. But still, I don't think there's another guy currently in college other than Arch. You'd say, yeah, that's the guy who's obviously better than any possible NFL starting quarterback out there right now.
Pete, it's great to have you back on board, buddy. We appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
Pete Futek there, College Football News on the Fan Hotline. We do not know the draft order yet next, but the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool will explain it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.